Mark chapter 5, starting in verse 1, is the text I'm going to start from tonight, or go from tonight. Give you just a minute to turn there. It says, "Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when they had come out of the boat, immediately there met him," talking about Jesus, "out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains. And the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out, cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, by God, that you do not torment me.' For he said to him," Jesus said to him, "'Come out of the man, unclean spirit.' Then the man asked him, 'What is your name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, 'Send us into the swine, that we may enter them.' And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. There were about 2,000 of the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it to the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that happened." Talking about the city came out after the people that took care of them ran back and told everyone what happened. "Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon possessed and had the legion, sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon possessed and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him. He said to him, 'Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.' And he departed and began to proclaim in the Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled." You know, in our modern day, right now, thinking of the way we do church, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't fit this mold of how Jesus did this. Not at all. somebody gets saved, they get delivered, they get set free from demons, we throw them in discipleship, come along with us. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't. I'm not saying don't. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that's not what he did. He didn't say get in the boat with me. For others, he did. He immediately said, go back to your friends and your city and tell them everything. Tell them how the Lord had compassion on you and set you free. Go and share your testimony, basically. Now, in our churches today, we go, oh, wait, you can't be doing that yet. You got to do this. You got to do that. That's not how Jesus did it. Amen. He immediately said, go, tell.
He sure did.
Tell them what happened. Tell them what God did. You know, there's several things in here. There's so many things in here. But this, there's a few things that really stick out to me. You know, this man came out of the tombs. He'd been bound in chains and broken them. I mean, there were 2,000 swine, 2,000 pigs. The demons answered Jesus and said, we are legion. We are many. He didn't have just one demon in him. He had a whole bunch. A whole lot. So much so that 2,000 pigs, when Jesus gave permission, I mean, these demons are arguing, not arguing, they're asking Jesus' permission. Hey, we don't want to leave the country. Hey, we don't want to leave here. Let us go into these pigs. And he gave permission. And then they ran off a cliff. There was a whole bunch in him. He had broken shackles. He had broken chains. I don't know about you, but just think about this today, okay? Jesus said this. He said, we would do the works that he did and greater, right? So, we should be doing this, right? And if we're not, then we should be asking ourselves why. We should be figuring out, okay, well, what am I doing wrong? Where am I off? What am I not doing? And be pursuing this. Pursuing the relationship depth with God about, you know, increasing in this and pursuing and learning about how to do this. And, you know, not even that. Just doing it. Let me give an example. I haven't worked on a four-wheeler before. I'm mechanically inclined to a point. I grew up, my dad was a mechanic first 12 years of my life or whatever. So he worked on things. I know enough to figure out how to fix things, I guess, to a point. So this week, last week, our four-wheeler was broken down. Like, oh man, I gotta fix it. So at first I was like, I can't, what in the world is going on with this thing? What's wrong with it? So I get in there and I start looking with a flashlight, and sure enough, I find it. Okay, it's this. Go get the part, cheap part, put it on there, fires right up. What's my point? Lay hands on people. Pray for them. Cast demons out. Lead people to Jesus. Just do it. Jesus just did it. Naturally, that's what he did. He said we would do those works and greater. There are people out there in this world, in this city, that are a key to this city, just like that demoniac, just like the woman at the well. Same thing there. The woman at the well, he met her at the well. He prophesied to her. He said, you've had five husbands. This guy was demon possessed. With thousands of demons, had broken shackles, was crying out, cutting himself. I mean, in this day and time, he would be in an asylum. Jesus delivers him and then says, go tell everybody you know. Go back to your city. Go back to your friends and tell them that the Lord's had compassion on you and what he's done. The woman at the well that he met, he prophesied to, you've had five husbands. The other part of the story in that is she was out there by herself at the well. In that day and time, the women went together to the well. And if they didn't, if they were alone like she was, then they were of bad reputation. Obviously she was. She had had a bunch of husbands. She wasn't living right, all that stuff. But what did Jesus do? He talked to her. He prophesied to her. He asked her for a drink of water. And then what did he do? Just like the demoniac, he sent her back into her city. Or she went back into her city and brought a great multitude. In this, the demoniac went back and told people, and a great multitude came back to Jesus. They were asking him to leave because they were afraid. Right? But why were they afraid? Because they didn't understand. How would they understand? Because the demoniac was left there to tell them it was God that did this. It was a different place, different city. We have a responsibility to this city. We've met Jesus. He lives in our hearts. We have even more so than that at that time, just like Jesus himself. We have the Holy Ghost living inside of us. And if you don't, tonight you can have him. And if you don't know Jesus tonight, you can have him. Just like then. And with that comes the responsibility to go and tell. Do it. I didn't know how to fix that four-wheeler. I figured it out by trying. And so often as believers, we just don't. And it's simple. Just do it. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody what he did for you. Tell somebody what he can do. Ask somebody if you can pray for them and put a hand on their shoulder and pray for them to be healed when they say they're sick. How often have you been in a conversation? Have you run into somebody and they're like, oh, I'm sick. This has happened. That's happened. I've had a horrible month, a horrible week. I've run into this problem, that problem. Okay, well, can I pray for you? It's simple, but something in our flesh makes it hard. It's not in our flesh. It's the enemy. And it is in our flesh. It's both. But it's as simple as trying. It's as simple as deciding, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go for it. It's as simple, you know, that demoniac, If he come out of the tombs and the caves and being filled with, I can't imagine what condition this man was in. Thousands of demons in him, crying out all night long, living in caves and tombs, cutting himself with rocks. And then everybody comes and he's in his right mind after an encounter with Jesus where he delivers him. And Jesus said we would do those works and greater. We have the power to do that. I didn't know how to fix that four-wheeler, but I did. We can lead people to Jesus. Every single one of us. We can lay hands on people and pray for them to be healed, and they can be healed. Every single person in this room. It is not a special preacher thing. That's what we think. You got to be a minister. You got to have years of experience. No, you don't. The demoniac did not. And he brought a multitude. The woman at the well did not have a good reputation. Yet, when she went back and shared about Jesus in her city, a multitude came to him. So, if the worst of the worst can bring people to Jesus in a multitude, any of us can. It's as simple as wanting to. It's as simple as deciding to. You know what? I'm just going to tell you. You're not going to just feel like doing it. Not always. Most of the time, you're going to not feel like doing it. In fact, it's awkward. But you got to step over that and do it anyway. We think it's a big secret. We think it's years of experience. We think that it's this, it's that. It's not. It's simple. Try. Do it. Do it till you figure it out. Figure it out is doing it. Let me say this. Doing it. Sharing Jesus. Praying for the sick. Praying for people. Whatever their needs are. Sharing the gospel. Encouraging. Giving hope. Sharing about who Jesus is. I want you to think about something. What if you miss that opportunity of that person who is like that demoniac or that woman at the well who brings a multitude to Jesus? Doesn't have to be here. Doesn't. It's about the kingdom. And it's to our account. It's worth it for one. Because that one could be that like that woman at the well. That one could be like that demoniac. And it's as simple as trying. It's as simple as stepping out and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to any and every person that we come across, that we give an opportunity to share with. You know, Jesus came to that place. The woman at the well he talked to, but the demoniac, as soon as he stepped on the shore, the demons in him knew who he was, and the guy ran to him. How awesome would it be to press into God, to go after him with all your heart, and go to a certain point, to the point that when you step into a place, the demons know. People come up to you. Peter walked around and his shadow healed the sick. Jesus said these works and greater, right? All of that is attainable. It's possible. We work hard for less. We work hard for things that we want that are less valuable, that are not eternal. But this is eternal. This is people's lives. This is heaven or hell. This is staying in sickness or being healed. And it's not hard. It feels hard, but it is not. It's as simple as trying. I didn't know how to fix the four-wheeler, but I started and I figured it out. If you don't know how to share the gospel, start and you'll figure it out. If you don't know how to heal the sick, start and keep trying and you'll figure it out. It's not hard. It feels like it, but it's not. It is as simple as going for it, as trying. But all too often we fall to the enemy's deception of, I don't know how, I can't, and then we don't try. That is the enemy's deception and our flesh, plain and simple. But every single person in this room, every single person who encounters Jesus can do this. Not just ministers. See, that's the problem. We think that. It's been taught. And it's not true. The truth is, any and every one of us can do it. If you know Jesus and he's in your heart and you love him, you can lead someone to Jesus. You can pray for the sick. You can see people healed. It's as simple as trying. Is it awkward? Yes. But let me tell you a secret. The more you do it, the less awkward it gets. Just truth. The easier it gets. Let me also say this. Just say you pray for 100 people and nobody gets healed. But then you get to 200 and somebody gets healed. Is it not worth it?
It is worth it.
It's absolutely worth it. I had a guy, a minister, mentor me one time, and that's what he said. He said, I prayed for thousands of peoples. I went to thousands of peoples. Thousands of people. I went to meetings. I was traveling with another minister, and I would pray for people after service, and I prayed for thousands and didn't see anything. And then one day, suddenly, it's like it broke open. You know, we work hard for lesser things. We work hard for things that are passing and they're not eternal.
Jesus.
And we can work hard for Jesus. We can work hard for the things that are eternal.
Yes.
And it's attainable. It's as simple as going for it. Now, why it took thousands, I don't know. He doesn't know either. But the question I have is this. Is it not worth it for one? It is worth it for one. It is worth it for one. Because that one could be the woman at the well. That one could be the demoniac that leads a multitude, that affects a multitude of people for Jesus Christ. It doesn't have to be thousands. We don't have to be Billy Graham. We just have to be willing, unashamed, willing to go for it. Willing to share our faith. Willing to share Jesus with someone else. That's it. It's simple. It's simple, but it's complicated. Because it feels complicated. But it's not. So tonight, what I want to share with you is simply that. It is not complicated. although it feels that way. And you do not have to be a preacher to share your faith. You do not have to be a preacher to pray for people and see the sick healed. You do not have to be a preacher or whatever, some kind of minister. It does not matter. All you got to do is go share your faith. All you got to do is reach out and pray for someone. All you got to do is share the gospel of Jesus Christ. All you got to do is share hope. And it's worth it. We all know that. But we have to get over those feelings. And getting over those feelings does not mean the feelings change and we feel like doing it and then we do it. We make a decision to step over how we feel and do it. And then the feelings change. That's how it works. Or we have an experience that just totally eradicates the feelings and we go for it. Whatever. Doesn't matter as long as we do it. So if you guys would stand tonight, I just want to ask one thing. Is you guys would, if you would, bow your heads and close your eyes. If you're here tonight and you've never experienced an encounter with Jesus Christ, you've never asked him into your heart, you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have not had an encounter like that woman at the well, you have not had an encounter with Jesus Christ like the demoniac, and you don't know him, you don't know for sure that you're going to heaven, then just raise your hand and we want to pray with you and make sure that you know him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Second thing I want to ask tonight is this. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another, a helper, the Holy Spirit. He is the one that gives the power to heal the sick. He is the one that, when we receive Jesus Christ, that lives in us, but he is the one that gives us boldness and that gives us the power to do miracles. And so if you're here tonight and you've never experienced the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you want to, just raise your hand and come up. Or no, come up here and I want to pray for you. We want to pray for you to receive him, to receive that boldness, to receive the power that comes with him, to receive him. He is a person. Father God, I thank you for everyone here tonight, God. And I just pray that you wash over every heart here tonight, God. That you give us encouragement, strength. Father, that has opportunities open for each and every one of us this week. Even as we leave here tonight to share our testimony, to share about you, to go to family and friends, whatever it is. God, I pray for that boldness to overcome us. God, I pray for us to remember these stories in your word, God, these things that you did, and do those works that you did and greater as you said we would do. And Father, just help us to overcome every obstacle, everything that would be in our way, everything that would slow, everything that would hinder us from being everything you've called us to be. And God, I pray specifically right now for that key, that person or people in this city that are like that woman at the well, that are like that demoniac, that will completely and totally affect this city, that will cause multitudes out of this city to come. And whoever it is here tonight that will do that, God, I pray over that person that they will not miss that opportunity, that you will give them boldness and power to take full advantage of that opportunity, of that chance, of that encounter, of that divine appointment. And God, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you send that appointment, as I know you already have it set up. But that the enemy would not hinder in any way that appointment. Because there is a multitude coming. There is a multitude that's going to be affected for your kingdom in this city. Whether it's us here, whether it's one of us here, or whether it's another church in this city, there is a multitude that will be affected, that is going to be affected for your kingdom, that is going to come to know you, that is going to come to you, just like the multitude that came from the woman at the well and from the demoniac to see what was going on and to see you. And so, Father God, I just pray in Jesus' name, everyone here, that you would just wash over us and give us boldness and strength. In Jesus' name, amen.